Families from Northern Ireland with relatives who died during the coronavirus pandemic are in London today for the first public hearing of the UK's COVID-19 inquiry. The families, some of whom have already recorded video statements for the inquiry, want to ensure that Northern Ireland's pandemic experience will be fully investigated. Martina Ferguson from County Armagh lost her mother Ursula to coronavirus. Ursula, originally from County Louth, was living in a care home but died in hospital in January 2021. Martina Ferguson has been speaking to our reporter, Laura Whelan.
We are here in London. We flew from Belfast because we have a legal role in the public inquiry. We are core participants in this UK-wide inquiry. And I'm also one of the campaign leads for the Northern Ireland COVID Bereaved Families for Justice group. Obviously, we're one of the devolved nations, you know, within the UK. So we want to make sure that we are heard. We want to find out what has went wrong during this pandemic, what has went right, what is the good practice and what is the bad practice. You know, today is all about module one, which is all about planning and preparedness for a major crisis, you know, in the country. So we want to find out, well, who does the buck stop with? It's horrendous for families, you know, families like myself. Everybody's got their own experience. You know, in my situation, I didn't get into my mummy's care home in 9 months. I mean, I personally feel, and lots of your listeners will resonate with me, you know, whether it was a care home, whether it was a hospital setting, you know, I do feel that this has been the biggest human rights crisis, you know, in my lifetime. You know, people need their family, people need that human touch, you know, and people die alone, whilst my mummy didn't die alone. You know, I'm only one of six children. I am the only one that was by my mummy's side, you know, when she passed. So we don't want any other families, you know, to feel that, to be treated like that, you know, should we face another pandemic.
Martina Ferguson speaking there to Laura Whelan. Well, let's talk now to the BBC Northern Ireland health correspondent, Mary-Louise Connolly, who's on the line. Mary-Louise, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. Welcome to the News at One. I imagine listening to Martina Ferguson, there'll be many families on this side of the border who would have similar questions. But how's this UK inquiry going to set about perhaps answering some of the questions that those families in Northern Ireland and across the UK still have?
Good afternoon, Brian. Well, yes, the scope of this investigation and inquiry is just staggering. And just listening to Martina there, just some of the issues that she raised at, you know, that this inquiry is examining every part of the pandemic, including the political decisions that were made. And of course, that's very unique to Northern Ireland because the families, including Martina Ferguson and Brenda Doherty, two of the families represented, they are saying that there should have been an all-Ireland or one-island approach in how this island dealt with the COVID pandemic. They're looking at the government's preparedness, the impact on health and social care, schools, employment. The scope is vast. And they're saying that it could be 2027 before this inquiry comes to an end, and that answers start to emerge and the recommendations start to be published. So families like Martina, whom you just heard from there, they say that it is really paramount that the Northern Ireland story is brought front and centre stage to this inquiry. And they have said this morning they don't want to be just a footnote at the end of this public inquiry.
Yes, because the executive was in place for much of the pandemic. Key decisions were made by ministers around the table at Stormont, and there were differences to how the pandemic was managed, handled in Northern Ireland compared to the rest of the UK.
There were differences, and there were also differences, Brian, that you'll recall, between North and South. At times whenever there was, you know, a 2 or 3 mile border perimeter in the Republic, and that wasn't happening in the North, that people were travelling across borders. Those are questions that these families want raised. And yes, come perhaps the end of July, significant political figures and health officials from Northern Ireland will be giving evidence and will be asked specifically about decisions that were taken, why they were taken, why, for instance, people like Martina and other families weren't allowed into care homes, why those restrictions were kept in place, and were they the right decisions to have been taken?
Yeah, to what extent will there be a particular focus on care homes, on nursing homes, would you think?
There will be a specific. I think that is a running thread throughout the inquiry, and that's something that a majority of the public want to hear about, why they couldn't get into a care home to see their loved ones. I remember Martina's story vividly because when her mum died, they had to choose one of her five siblings to go in and sit with her mother as she passed away. That story really resonated with a lot of people. I remember the story was shown on BBC Network because it was so powerful, and it's something that people could relate to, where those where families had to make a choice about who would go in to maybe the hospital, to the care home, and even to attend a funeral service, because there's another family called Brenda Doherty. Her and her sister were chosen out of four siblings to attend their mother's funeral, and from a distance. Those families want to know, were they the right decisions to be taken at that time? The consequences of those decisions, and if there is another pandemic, would those same decisions be taken again?
Well, as you say, questions for many families, and questions for families, I think it would be fair to say, on both sides of the border. Mary Louise Connolly from BBC Northern Ireland, thank you very much for that.